For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is redshirt junior defender Abby Ecker out of Gray Eagle, Minnesota. And first of all, Abby, watching you play throughout this year, how much do you feel like you've improved? I know from my vantage point, you're good at lifting sticks, especially this last weekend against Daryl Watts. Saw you get tied up with her a couple of times. Talk about how different this season has been compared to last year.
Obviously, it's a huge difference. We lost a few goal scorers and haven't really been able to score much this season. But I think overall, just my improvement since my freshman year, my redshirt freshman year, I came in thinking I know I'm not good enough to play with these girls yet during games. I was like, I need to take this redshirt year to be able to catch up and improve a lot. And then, I mean, I was in and out of the lineup throughout the next couple years, and I just made a decision, like, you know what, I still have to fight it out, I still have to battle, have to improve, like, show what I'm made of kind of thing. And even when I was younger, I was more of the feisty type. Like Kelly said, I lift a lot of sticks. I was hard to play against, and I didn't really show that my first couple of years here because maybe of confidence level wasn't up there very much. And then this last year, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to have fun. I'm going to go out there, and if it's my last year, I'm going to give it my all and know how to learn how to play the right way. And confidence is the key thing for me because I didn't have any before this year very much. And then this year I was like, you know what? I don't even care. I'm just going to have fun and prove everyone what I'm made of.
Abby, you said it. This is your fourth year at BSU. Tell us what you've been majoring in, what your plans are. I know I asked Tina Campa last weekend if she was coming back next year. Are you coming back?
Let's start with majoring. And I majored in biology, and then I minored in chemistry, the medical emphasis. My plan earlier was to maybe go to med school, but I've changed my plans this last year. I'm going to take a year off and work for the summer and then go travel for 3-4 months. And then I want to go take my GRE and then apply to grad school for research or get my PhD in like the medical field or research field. So that's my plan right now. And hopefully in Nevada, in Vegas, I have some family lives down there, so I'm going to go down there. But as for coming back, I'm not coming back next year. I kind of made up my mind. I know it's tough. I was thinking I could have 2 years after this, but I love going to the rink every day, but I am so excited for my next chapter of my life that I just can't wait to get there.
Well, you've been playing alongside Tina Campa this year, a fellow senior, and she's an incredible human. First of all, she's part of that College Hockey for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. What does it mean to this team to have someone with her leadership and just as a person having her around?
For me, Tina has been a major, major influence in every aspect of my life. She has the best communication skills that I've ever seen in somebody. And she is always so supportive of everything that I do and everything. And if she isn't, then she says what she thinks. And if it supports me or if it makes me better in every single way. And having her on this team, especially in a year like this where we've had a down season, she just kept everybody thinking, you know, we got to keep going. We got to keep improving. She's been so unbelievable, even on the ice as well. But she's been awesome. And I can't thank her enough for everything she's done.
Abby, you mentioned research and medical. Did the COVID year kind of inspire you with everything that's been going on? Obviously, with this pandemic, a lot of people are questioning, you know, the COVID situation. Did that kind of inspire your change?
Not necessarily. I'm doing a my capstone in research right now. It's in bacteriophages and science, stuff like that. But I kind of just fell in love with I've always liked the lab settings. All of my chemistry, my biology, lab has been like my A game. And this last research course I'm taking now has been 2 semesters, and I just fell in love with it. And I realized like that's definitely where I got a path I got to take. So that's how I decided that.
Awesome. This weekend, you're facing the Gophers. You're also facing one of your best friends, a former teammate, Lauren Bench. How excited is this team to get a chance to play against their former goaltender?
It's pretty exciting. I mean, Gophers are fourth in nation right now, and it's not going to be an easy task, especially if Lauren's in net. Like, it's not going to be easy. She is a great goalie, but I think we have to rise up to the challenge and just bring what we have, the Beavers, show them what we're made of, show them what we've been waiting for this whole season to get in there, put some behind her in the net, and it's going to be awesome.
You guys only have 4 more games left this season. Talk about the attitude of your team. Obviously, you don't have a winning record. Knowing that these are the final 4 games for you, you mentioned you were having fun. Is that something that's kind of at the top of the mind of this team?
It is. I know last weekend was a tough one for us. I mean, it's not fun going out there and losing 0-7. You know, that's definitely not what the aspect of fun is. But I think, well, my dad always used to say, like, the number one thing is when you're going on the ice is you have to work hard. If you are working hard, then you can show up and then you can have the fun after that. But I think that going into this weekend is, in these last four games especially, you just got to make sure that I'm not going to go out giving nothing. I'm going to go out there and give everything I have for these last four games that I could ever play in my college career or in my hockey career. And yeah, obviously I'm going to have fun with that, but I don't want to regret any shifts I had or any plays that I didn't make or something like that.
Beavers never quit, Abby. We all know that. Good luck this weekend. So nice visiting with you, and you're going to do awesome things in the future. I just know it. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Kelly, for everything you've done for us too.